Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With the end of the 2025 legislative session imminent, possibly just hours away, we've got good news to report on three fronts. The first two involve two bills that appear headed for the governor's desk, and the third relates to a U.S. Supreme Court hearing involving a case out of Oklahoma. First was yesterday's floor action in both the House and Senate on House Bill 682, a bill creating a private right of action that allows adults to sue for damages in cases where they underwent gender transition procedures as minors and later regretted the decision. At issue is whether a minor is truly able to give informed consent to a procedure that could leave them sterile or mutilated for life. Sadly, the growing numbers of detransitioners are now finding that the effects of the original procedures cannot be completely reversed, and they'll be forced to carry these physical and psychological scars forever. House Bill 682, in the words of one transgender lobbyist, was quote-unquote gutted by an amendment earlier this month. A compromise was reached during a conference committee, and yesterday the bill passed the Senate 44-6 and the House by a vote of 98-2. Some of the Democrat yes votes have indicated that they'll switch to no for the final vote, but these tallies are strong enough that the bill should pass both chambers. Great news for those who regret having been caught up in the social contagion of transgenderism at a young age. In other good news, it appears that House Bill 818 will also pass, albeit with tighter margins. That was the bill that banned foreign funding for ballot measures. You may recall that foreign money played a large role in both the abortion and ranked choice voting initiatives that were on the Montana ballot in the last election cycle. The legalization of abortion passed, and the ranked choice voting was narrowly defeated by a 49-51% margin. The results of yesterday's floor votes was 57-43 in the House and 39-11 in the Senate, with Republicans mainly voting yes and Democrats in large part voting no. While the Senate vote appears secure, today's vote in the House could be a little tighter. We'll keep you posted. And in yet another piece of good news, today the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case out of Oklahoma that involves the nation's first religious charter school to receive public funding. The court in recent years has sided with religious schools in numerous cases, including the landmark case of Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue, a case the Montana Family Foundation was directly involved in. At issue in the Oklahoma case is whether or not the St. Isidore Virtual Catholic Charter School may legally accept public dollars. The Oklahoma Supreme Court said no, but the U.S. Supreme Court may use this case to further the cause of school choice nationwide. Groups like the ACLU say the Oklahoma law violates a separation of church and state, but were reminded of a Ten Commandments case out of Kentucky where a decision from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said, quote, "The ACLU makes repeated reference to a separation of church and state. This is an extra constitutional construct that has grown tiresome. The First Amendment does not demand a wall of separation between church and state," end quote. A decision on the Oklahoma case is expected in June. Meanwhile, back in Montana, if all goes according to plan, the motion to adjourn the 2025 legislative session could come later this morning. We can only hope. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.